Dangers and how to avoid them. This is Aratima. I would like to start with a sentence. Historically true or not, but it matches my experience and the teachings of the ancient wisdom. It is said that Christ said, "For whosoever will save his life, his or her psychic power, shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." And what does that mean? It makes us ask if we should develop psychic power. So let's look at this. We discussed that the psychic sphere is a shadow world and that the ego has been called a shadow thought upon the mind. So knowing that we are naturally, when incarnated, come with the psychic shadow, or in other words, we share our existence and are present in the psychic, doesn't mean we should direct our attention there. Christ saying argues that if we do that, we will lose out. But if we lose our life or do not feed our life force and attention to the psychic, we will find true life. We will find Christ. In that sense, is true life force, true light. Again, in summary, it means that if we are bringing our attention into the psychic, we are actually losing life force. If we bring our attention to the selfhood, Christhood within the core, we actually will find life. So here we go. Should we develop psychic power? And if not, why? And is there a good way of doing it? And if so, how? So first of all, acquiring psychic power is not and cannot be true power unless there is mental power and willpower accompanying it. And that can only come from practicing solid spiritual practices that have to do with developing intelligence, concentration, emotional clearing, and so on. Because we're talking about power here. And if the psychic is being entered, worked with, and one does not have mental willpower, one gets lost and one becomes passively enacted upon and or manipulated. And that has nothing to do with power. That's really a loss of power. So when we choose to not develop our light and we tap into the already latent psychic power directly that we come with and use those abilities, we withdraw energy in a way you would withdraw a bank account. And it seems that you're wealthy while actually your resources are dwindling. So at some point you will find yourself in debt, and this throws you back in your evolution and opens up the way for disease and psychotic disturbances. And why? We'll look at that a little bit further down the road. And of course, self-realization cannot happen. So using one's inherent resources does not lead to freedom, but actually deeper into bondage and suffering. So the purpose of psychic energy in this universe is to materialize spirit. And the purpose of our inherent psychic energy is to materialize our spirit inside this body of matter. We do this by working vertically with our psychic consciousness, by staying and growing deeper into our core. So we develop good concentration, good willpower in alignment with our core truth, or in other words, we merge our soul energy with mind's awareness. All these things that animals cannot do. So we share the psychic space with animals, but they cannot utilize mental awareness and lift themselves up into higher realization. The negative psychic force that we share with animals, the magnetic one, helps us to adjust ourselves to our environment, and it serves us until we have our physical and mental abilities mastered to some degree. And then we move on to the fiery psychic force, the positive one, that moves in essence upwards, not downwards, as the watery negative psychic force does. The psychic fiery force is a result of our own efforts to grow, and it can help us adjust to higher conditions either in this world or the next. And that is what we're doing right now in the same embodiment right now in life. We evolve and adjust to higher functioning, what we call 4D and 5D. So there are two kinds of magnetism. Our mind makes the psychic energy either negative magnetic or electric and fiery. And let's look at the negative or magnetic psychic realms or levels. So we understand, because this is where we evolved through, and the positive, fiery psychism is what we want to utilize in order to basically progress in evolution. So more on that. So the magnetic psychic realms first, they are commonly called hells, because that's not where human awareness is centered. Although it can be seen in individuals who are deep into alcohol, drugs, or sex perversions, these are the realms that naturally emanate form that corresponds and make the mineral realm, the vegetable realm, and the animal realms. So when as humans we're confined and bring our center awareness to one of these realms, we experience this condition as hell. It's way too limited. The psychic experience of a human would be then pain, suffering, and illness. And we might be able to classify most forms of evil into those three groups, which correspond to the attending psychic forces. In Sanskrit, the mineral kingdom is called Naraka, and the vegetable kingdom is Preta, the animal kingdom Raksha, where the beings who occupy this realm are called Rakshas and Yakshas in India, or in Europe we call them devils and gargoyles. And Buddhism recognizes also the asuras that come between the rakshas, the animal realm, and the human state. In yoga and Ayurveda, or the Greek humors, one recognizes the different qualities as tamas, rajas, and sattva. And then they're the lowest type of human who seeks mastery over others instead of over him or herself could be called diabolic or evil. But let's look at the tamasic person, the next lowest, which is up to being fatalistic and tending to inertia. And then a little bit up is the rajasic person, very self-willed, progressive to some extent, active. And then the sattvic person, which is altruistic and prophetic in outlook, more luminous. So most humans embody tamas, raja, and sattva, all these forces in their physical makeup as part of their constitution, and some even the diabolic further below, and some actually are even going up a little bit between the realm of humans and the divine, where there's another small realm that lies between those, and that's where we are finding the jinns, from which we derive the word genius. So someone with extreme high levels of intelligence, they reach into the jinn level, the genius level. So what makes humans unique is the ability to come to full and complete consciousness, capable of touching all planes and realizing God's source while remaining human, without even leaving the human kingdom, but straddling all of those. We call it being multidimensional. And the key is to not be confused, and what I often call level confusion, and to be kind of caught up or tied up in different realms or hells, and to learn how to direct attention properly so that we do not feed the psychic in the wrong places. So we want to clear and purify our confusion within the psychic realms, and then the spiritual can be fully accessed. So instead, many persons deliberately seek psychic faculties, which is not what we want to do. We want to first develop a good intellect, emotional stability and physical health, skill, balance, endurance, a good will. And this naturally then develops a considerably strong psychic force field, which we call health. We have good immunity, because your immune system and your aura are also the same thing. Now there's a fiery form of psychism, what we call a positive form, that comes from the awakened kundalini energy at the base of the spine. Fire moves the psychic energy upwards, and although it's always possible to slide downhill, this psychism does not interfere with the human evolution. Rather, it's a spiritualized psychism, contrary to the old horizontal water psychism, where we just basically use and bring our attention to that latent inherent shadow that we're born with and work with that in a horizontal way. No, here this is a vertical psychism, an evolutionary psychism. Remember, the second chakra is a water elemental, and that's also where sex magic is being used. The so-called dark and evil that's being done on this planet right now is the old water type. The fiery, or in Ayurveda, rajas, rajasic psychism, arouses the inner fires, and that's more rare. Some people like that are called seers or oracles. We call these people seers or oracles. The rajasic type psychism appears among people with very strong wills, and it's neither good or bad. It just depends where they direct their will and what they do with it, if it's done in the sense of service or not. It is a positive form, although it's very difficult to keep it positive, as we always stimulate ego and selfishness, hence the adherence to discernment of why do I do what I do? Why do I want this psychism? Why do I want to be psychic? Why is psychic involvement important? So always checking in on one's motive is really key. We can get easy sloppy and serve selfishness or separateness instead of wholeness. The small child is psychic, like an animal is, in order to physically, instinctually navigate the early years until the thymus stops growing and slightly shrinks in favor of mental development. We have to remember that humans per se are intellectuals from manas, mind in Sanskrit. They're manasic, not psychic. And I often hear criticism of parents being unsupportive of children's psychic skills, where the support has to move to the higher brain function development. It's important to develop the intellect for humans. A very good developed mind is the bridge into our higher spiritual abilities and development. Now, there is another psychic organ, which is the pineal gland. And this type of psychism we call sattvic, the spiritual, luminous, higher form of psychism. Positive psychism, we share that with the jinns. While the lower form, the negative type, watery, belongs to the rakshas, the animals, the asuras, and the lower forces in general. And this lower form, the animal water magnetism, draws energy to the solar plexus and away from the heart and brain. The energy goes down and it causes long-term problems because we're pulling energy away from these organs. It may not show up right away, but even possibly in the next life. And it can be insanity, anxiety, psychosis, many health issues affecting the heart and brain glandular system. So it'll be a weakening of these organs because in previous lives, we actually drew the psychic energy downwards. So again, we as humans pass the animal state of evolution and should only strive for sattvic, light-filled psychism and use the pineal gland. So when psychic faculties are developed at the expense of physical and mental qualities, this cannot be called development, but retrogression. There should be no weakening of the heart, nor interfering with your other's spiritual development when you develop your psychic skills. So what is the right way? So in order to answer that, we need to speak about Kundalini. Kundalini is the opposite of animal sexual energy. It is fiery, not watery. This Kundalini force does not develop of itself. We have to develop it ourselves. We have to put effort into it and direct it with our minds. So our body is constructed in a way that the endocrine glands receive their nourishment from the blood plasma. We purify the heart via the breath, concentration, elevating, directing the blood properly, prana properly, which awakens power in the pineal gland and the pituitary, which is the way to many occult powers, and one of them clairvoyance and direct knowing. So in meditation, we develop the mind, giving it power over matter, but purifying it and restraining it with respect to spirit. So just meditating makes us psychic, actually, because we inhibit the ego shadow so that the light of inspiration can flow directly through the mental channels. We call that inspiration. So direct knowing happens. But this direct contact with spirit is also the way to gain control over particular thoughts that constantly creep up upon us, which often makes us impossible to attain right thinking and good health. So this direct contact with spirit is how we wash out and purify old programming, and it makes us more aware, more conscious. But if you strive to place a light into the psychic sphere directly, horizontally, which means bring your attention to the psychic, because attention is light, yeah, to the psychic in that horizontal way, you immediately throw a shadow upon your spiritual nature, and this shadow obscures higher development. So I'll repeat that. When your attention goes directly into the shadow, so into the downwards, because you can't split your attention either down or up, then you are casting a shadow, just like the sun casts a shadow into the higher development. So in summary, concentration upon the psychic depletes the spiritual and vital forces, while higher concentration enhances the psychic and vital forces. So that's the correct way. Because psychism that corresponds to the water principle moves downwards, and it's also connected with the downward movement of the breath. It is the downward life current, opposed to the positive, agni, fiery, kundalini force upwards. It's connected in a certain fashion with the exhalation, while the latter is dependent upon and associated with the inward breath. When you breathe in, energy draws up, right? When you breathe out, energy moves downwards. Now, nothing is evil in itself. Even the force downwards has its advantages and its functions. It's only when it's misused that the trouble begins. So the negative psychic energy, therefore, is valuable in removing poisons from the body and assisting in all processes of elimination and even in an elimination of thought. Sometimes I've asked you to breathe out and fall into the space underneath the breath, which creates a cleanse and a release. But we do this in a kind of a natural way. We do have this release, and it does not mean we are needing to go horizontally sideways and pick up tarot cards in order to create cleanses. This is more done much better through stimulating the breath in this particular way, or exercising, or using willpower, directing one's attention to something positive, let's say being grateful, or where do I want to go? What's my goal? And in that way, you naturally let go of something you don't use anymore and you release it. So let's look at how to strengthen the psychic in simple and positive ways in the body, mind, and the higher mind. The body develops good psychic energy via rhythm and dance, and athletic, just working out exercises. Rhythm is the greatest aid to psychic growth and also conserving your psychic energy. I think this is why we see tribal folks regularly dance and make rhythmic sounds. The other thing is to follow one's moral conscience. So increasing psychic power is to really trust what is true within you and follow that, knowing what is really right, because we do have that truth within us. Also selecting a fixed standard, for example, in Buddhism it's Buddha, or in Christianity it's Jesus, having a model, something that we strive for. Again, it's this mental ability for human to go beyond him or herself into the next step, which Aurobindo often called the superhuman or the supra state, because we're wanting to create more life force, more vitality, and more psychism. One of the most powerful ways to develop psychic power is to chant or sing repetitive sacred words, mantras. We find this practice in the Eastern kirtans. When you chant or sing, you need to regulate the breath into a certain direction and project your voice. This isn't really easy when you're out of balance or have a lot of subconscious programming going on, or when you're sick physically. So this is a royal way of increasing psychic power. So we increase the psychic power through spiritual evolution, which leads to all power and magnetism and full awakening of the heart, which is the center of life. In that sense, then no one can take anything away from you. And every breath we do is in praise to Source, which increases the psychic vitality even more. Gratitude and praise increase psychic power. There is a spiritual advantage in the proper development of psychic power. For the regular person, the psychic sphere acts as a bridge for the soul to enter into the body and also then to exit into a beautiful, luminous place. And it helps us to connect with the higher self while we're embodied, or the inner self. It also helps us to be street smart on the inner planes. And it helps us to navigate into higher dimensions for further progress with humility and gratitude. And for the sage or highly developed spiritual person, the psychic power permits to permeate his or her divine emanations, the earth plane, to pervade the earth plane, the aura of the earth plane. The practice which enables one to give, to inspire others, to heal, to help the whole world. So the psychic is meant to help us evolve further into the whole and as a whole, and nothing further than that.